You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Have fun today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. We're talking about rendering under God. You may remember we did a show once on rendering under Caesar, what Caesar's, but this week we want to talk a little bit more about rendering unto God, because the more I think about this thing, Hans, that seriously, if you're listening, right, with the new tax laws, and if you're giving $100 or more a week to your church, and if you're age 70 and a half or older, and you have a traditional IRA, so just you can check off the boxes, you're giving $100 or more to your church, you're over 70 and a half, and you have a traditional IRA, if you're not doing a QCD, you're leaving $1,500 to $2,000 on the table every year with the new tax laws. I mean, it's kind of that simple. I don't know how we...
It is that simple.
It's just like a matter of stewardship. Like, wow, there's $1,500 or $2,000 more that you could be given to the kingdom or investing in your family or doing a lot of stuff with based on the new tax laws if you meet those criteria. So this is just a critical thing.
Well, and so there's one additional criteria is that you need to be in a position where you're using the standard deduction now under the new tax law. And this is the first year. It's 2019, but we're filing 2018 tax returns, which is the first year of the new tax law. And the standard deduction is now for a married couple, 65 and over, $25,300. It's $24,000 for people under 65. And so what that's done is it's taken a lot of people who used to itemize deductions, and it's now made their tax return much easier because they don't have to itemize. They just take the standard deduction. And so there's a lot of folks that aren't really aware of this yet. And what I'm going to add to that, there's a lot of folks that are the receiving, which would be churches and charities and people that depend and rely upon giving and the tax deductible nature of it that are very worried about this new tax law because they're thinking, well, if the people don't get a tax deduction for it anymore, they won't give it. They won't donate. And I'm not so sure that that's true, and especially I don't think that's true.
That was part of the reason for the title of the show, really, is by saying render unto God. See, the people that are following God are giving this money regardless. That doesn't have anything to do with rendering unto Caesar because, you know, obviously when Jesus gave this edict, there was no tax deduction in Julius's day. From my standpoint, they got the tax deduction. That was what the $24,000 was. And the government's saying, okay, I'm going to give you your tax deductions ahead of time. And so they're assuming everybody's given it. And so they're giving you a big tax deduction, but you're just not itemizing any longer.
I think what you just said is really the reality. I don't think that people really give based upon a tax deduction. I'm just saying that when you read in the media and you talk to people, there are people worried about this. And they're worried about people figuring this out. And I actually don't think that is accurate. I think people are going to give what they're going to give. What we want to point out is if you're one of these new people that isn't going to itemize deductions anymore, okay, and you're still giving through your traditional way, which is putting $100 a week in the basket every week in the collection, and you have an IRA, and you're over 70 and a half, or your parents are over 70 and a half, and you tend to advise them and they look to you, you're missing out on something that just using that as an example could be an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a year that you could give additionally to the kingdom, or you could use it for something for yourself.
Right, because that same person, if we were to go back 2 years ago, or 5 years ago before they did QCDs, right? That same person back then, let's say they itemized deductions and they got $24,000 worth of deductions and they got to itemize it all and they think, well, I got, you know, a deduction for all that. Well, they're in no different place tax-wise today than they were back then. But now with the QCD, not only did they get all that benefit, but now they also get that additional $1,500 to $2,000 to spend on the kingdom or to spend however, you know, God leads them to spend it, which gets back to the real issue here is render unto God.
Okay, so what's a QCD?
There
a QCD is a qualified charitable distribution. And it's been around just a few years. It's been around more than that, but every year they had to approve it, but it's part of law now. And so if you're over 70 and a half and you're subject to minimum distributions, required minimum distributions, you can now give up to $100,000 a year out of your IRA, and you can give it directly to the charity of your choice. So the church, you can give it, or you can give it to several churches or missions, but the maximum is $100,000 a year, just tax-free. So you're making a distribution from your IRA and you're putting it to somebody or some institution that's going to further the kingdom, and you're paying no tax on that distribution. How's that grab you?
It grabs me. And so we want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Finishing Well, of course, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. And did I get it right this time?
You got it.
All right, CardinalGuide.com. And, of course, it's all based on Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which if you go to CardinalGuide.com, you're going to see, you know, the book's available there. You can download free a PDF of today's show, which is taxes in retirement, which is what we're talking about today. It's one of the seven worries tab, and you can get that free, or you can just email Hans and get the book. But we also want to mention that, you know, you may be listening right now and you go, man, I fixed to have to go into Walmart and I really want to hear the rest of this. You can go to cardinalguide.com and click on the podcast and listen to this show or all of our past shows, you know, at your leisure. Even if you'll go to iTunes and subscribe after you listen to it. And if you don't know how to do that, ask your kids, right, Hans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They'll show you how to subscribe. And then you'll just get Finishing Well every single week right after the show uploads.
I didn't listen to too many podcasts. I'm 60. I didn't listen to too many until our show was up. I listened to some occasionally. Things would interest me. But once I became aware of this, I went to my kids. They had me. All you do is you go to you've got a podcast tab if you got an iPhone. You have a button on there. You push that, and you go to the search function, and you type Finishing Well, or you type Hans Scheil. And, I mean, boop, there it is. It's free.
Yeah, and you can listen to this show or press shows, whatever works for you. So we wanted to give you all that information. Today's show, we're talking about rendering under God specifically. You know, what about taxes, you know, when it comes to retirement? There's a lot different situations as we enter into the years of Social Security and we enter into the, you know, age where we got minimum distributions of our IRAs and these kind of things. And so that's what gets us, you know, kind of the subject matter today. But Hans, you made a statement as we were talking about this show today to me that is just extremely provoking. The statement was, wealthy people with other assets have no business dying with any IRA balance. I mean, that's a pretty provoking statement. Let me say it again. Wealthy people with other assets have no business dying with any IRA balance. So,
and that would be if things are planned properly. If they really got a professional to sit down and look at this whole thing and simplify it. That's part of what I do. What's behind that is you're handing over IRA money, if you're leaving it to your kids, tainted money. Now, leaving it to your spouse is fine because your spouse is going to live off it and have the same program continue. They're going to have a need for it even more because you're gone now, okay? And your Social Security check's going to stop. So leaving it as a beneficiary to your spouse, let's make that an exception from that. But beyond that, I just have a lot of clients that are squirreling that IRA money, and that's a big lion's share of their money. And they're just naming their kids, and they're just pulling out the minimum distribution, and that money's going to go to their kids. And There's a whole lot better ways and tax smart ways to do that. I mean, that's really what I mean by that.
Yeah, and you know, I looked at my own situation with my father, which didn't actually involve me, but it did my brothers and sisters, and here he is. And I was shocked to find out, oh my goodness, he has all these IRAs. And then on top of that, you know, they were traditional IRAs, so that meant the tax thing was, and we didn't know who the beneficiary is. Well, last show we talked about, we got to the bottom of who that is. But now, you know, these other siblings of mine, when they get these, the first thing come and do are the taxes. And, you know,
it's come and do because they generally don't get good advice. I mean, or they need the money. I mean, if they just flat need the money, which possibly a lot of them do, if there's, say, $50,000 there, they got to pay taxes on all that. So they're only going to get 30 or 28 or 32.
So one of the strategies, and again, we don't recommend that anybody does anything off the cuff based on what they heard on the show today.
Absolutely not. We're not giving advice. We're just talking about situations.
But when I think about my dad's situation versus your friend, the doctor, who used his IRA money to buy life insurance policies, which then in fact paid all his children big sums of money tax-free, I mean, it just seems like a whole lot better strategy.
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, and it was a multi-year strategy. I mean, we took – that was after we took care of long-term care with his IRA. So we took this IRA, which he really didn't need, and then we broke it up. And we took care of long-term care, but then what was remaining, because we didn't need all of it, there was about 500 grand in there, and we used 200 of it to take care of long-term care. And with the remaining 300, he still had to deal with that for the rest of his life. And so we just set it up where the income that he pulled out of the annuity that we put it in then paid the premium on the life insurance. So the ultimate thing was his kids got back, or are going to get back more when his wife passes away.
And it comes in a check with no tax burden or any decisions to make with Edward Jones, right? That's all you're going to have to do. So.
It's tax-free.
Yeah. F-R-E-E, to quote my friend. So we got a lot more on this rendering unto God stuff. And the idea of, you know, God really gave us this stuff to give us opportunities to be good stewards. To see how we could leverage these assets for the kingdom. And that's what I love doing about this show. And when we come back, we got some more of those kind of strategies. So stay tuned. So much more. Finishing Well coming up with certified financial planner Han Schaal. Of course, go to cardinalguide.com. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. We are back today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Han Schaal, and today's show, Rendering Under God. And Hans, you had me pull out. We didn't have any coins, but we had a dollar bill, and you're talking about whose picture is on this thing.
Well, yeah. And so when Jesus was sitting with, who was he sitting
with? The Pharisees.
Pharisees.
They were trying to trick him and saying, you know,
and so
is
what
it right
question did he ask the Pharisees when they held the coin up?
Whose picture is on this coin?
His image, yeah. And, you know, it was Caesar's image, not his father's. And, that's where he said, render under Caesar and render under my father. And that's the connection with the scripture here is the tithing to the church and the tithing to the kingdom and the tax deduction for the tithe or the giving really, as far as God's concerned, don't have anything to do with each other.
God is fully capable of putting it on the hearts of his people what's necessary to move the kingdom forward. And I love the scripture myself, where the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing and forceful men take hold of it. And so, God's going to get a hold of us and saying we need to get going about, you know, spreading the word of Christ and what's going on. And it's going to be done through resources, and financial resources are one, just one of the many ways that God does that. And so here's an opportunity, really, with the new tax laws to take advantage of it.
Well, it is. So let's get down to the $25,300 standard deduction for a couple. One thing I want to share with you is if you have a mortgage and perhaps a relatively small mortgage, medium size, you know, whatever the amount, and then you've got other money that's not IRA money, just savings, CDs, something like that, sitting here on the sidelines that you're not earning much, you may want to give some consideration to paying off your mortgage. Because before 2018, back in 2017, 2015, you know, you were getting a tax deduction for the interest you were paying on your mortgage. Now, I mean, you still have that same tax deduction available, but all of it, all your deductions need to add up if you're married over $25,300, if you're over 65 as well. And if you're single, it's like $13,000 and something if you're over 65. So if all your deductions don't add up to that, you're not really getting any tax deduction for that interest. Now, if you don't have the money or it's not available or it needs to be there for something else, then just scratch this idea. But if you've got some idle money, you may want to think about paying off your mortgage.
Or at least paying it down, because the less interest you're paying, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, it's not tax deductible anymore if your overall deductions don't add up to the $25,000.
Right.
So that's just a point. And there's several little tidbits, but we, you know, we can save the tidbits for when we meet with you if you want to come see us. I want to stay on the big issues here on the show. And I would like to talk about QCDs for just a sec. I want to make the point that if you're under 70 and a half, you might be the adult child that mom or dad is saving that IRA money for, and they're going to they're going to inherit. So first conversation with mom or dad is that they want to do their giving to the church if they're over 70 and a half out of that IRA. So, and they may not want to do that because they're saving that for you, but go ahead and empower them. Give it to the church because it's real tax efficient. In fact, even give more if you can. And then the second thing you may want to do is you may want to encourage them to go ahead and give more, just like I said, and because it's just when you inherit that, that's going to be somewhat of a problem for
you. Or even, you know, have the discussion of, you know, mom and dad, you may want to talk to somebody about that, you know, that IRA, because there might be a better structure for you than just, you know, writing it off to my kids. Because I wish my dad had had that discussion for my siblings with you, because it just could have been a lot more efficient way to handle his estate than the way that it happened. Because when they inherit those IRAs, you know, they're going to come with them all the tax implications of what they're going to receive.
And I want to speak one more time to the stewardship committee people out there and the pastors of the church that are very much watching this on a weekly basis. It's how they operate. There's a whole bunch of people over 70 and a half that are sitting on a whole bunch of IRA money in your church that would love to give some of it, and they just don't understand any of this, okay? And they just don't, and you might be hearing about it for the first time. And so I would just say, let's make them aware, and we would be more than happy to educate anybody. We'll even come out to your church and record one of the shows if that was what
you're
interested
in. Yeah, we'd love doing that. We've done it before. We could do it again. We'll bring the show on the road to your church or your Sunday school class or your men's group. Whatever it is that you would like to have us, we would love to do it. And again, engage lots of folks with opportunities to leverage, you know, their stewardship towards the kingdom. That's what we're there for.
That's wonderful.
And again, all you have to do is go to cardinalguide.com and just email Hans. You know, I would like to hook up on this church. But while you're there, you might check out the Seven Worries tab, and the income tax on in retirement is what we're talking about today, which is a PDF you can get for free, or email Hans for the free book. And again, you'll find the podcast page there that as we talked about earlier. If you weren't able to hear the whole show, you just tuned in now and you say, oh, I don't know anything about this. I want to find out more about QCDs. Well, just go to the podcast page and get the podcast information, or search for it on iTunes, and away you go.
Sure. Now, the next subject I want to get to on this today is talking about income taxes on your Social Security. And we've talked about this on previous shows. We're going to keep talking about it. And for most retired people, first of all, are getting a Social Security check. And for most retired people, it's significant. And most of them can tell you, can tell me what it is right out of their head. They don't even need to go look it up. And when you get in retirement, that Social Security check is very important to you. And most married couples, they got two Social Security checks. And if people only live on their Social Security, that's all they've got, you don't pay any taxes on your Social Security. I mean, that's simple enough to understand, is that the government's not going to tax you when you're collecting that benefit, and that's all you got. Now, the next step up the ladder is you can have some other income that's taxable, and you're going to have to pay taxes on that some other income, but you're still going to pay no taxes on your Social Security. So I don't want to start throwing out a whole bunch of numbers, but there's somewhere around $25,000 for a single individual and $34,000 of other income, okay? But included in that number is some of your Social Security. It's all in my book, in the workbook. It walks you through all these numbers. And we use these when we're planning and we're looking forward at how people are going to draw their money. I just want to make the point that it's possible with some good planning to pay no taxes on your Social Security, still have other income, and pay little or no taxes on that. Unless you have a need for $100,000, $125,000, $150,000 a year. Somebody that has a high need or a high benefit, whatever you want to call it, is they need to live off of money at that level, and they don't have a bunch of money sitting on the sidelines that they can draw from, and they got to draw it out of an IRA. If you have a high income need, then you're going to pay taxes on both. You're going to pay taxes on your Social Security, not on 100% of it, but on a good bit of it, and then you're going to pay taxes on your income. And so if you have a high income, certainly we can do a lot of things in financial planning, but there isn't much we can do about the taxes on Social Security. If you have a moderate income in addition to Social Security, those are the people we can really help by bringing their Social Security down to zero tax. So that doesn't sound real exciting, but not near as exciting as giving to the kingdom through QCDs. But I wanted to get that in there.
And so have you run across a story where people didn't understand that, Hans, and all of a sudden found themselves, you know, paying taxes on Social Security they didn't really have to?
Oh, all kinds of them. I mean, or just where they were smart enough to come in and they're getting a financial planner at retirement, and they came in the door belittling Social Security because they got a good amount of money and they just didn't expect much out of that. And then we show them how much it is, the Social Security, and then we show them how much tax they're going to have to pay on it if they just spend freely out of this IRA. So that's how we get their attention, and I've got a number of clients like that. And then what we do is, one of the ways you can work with this when you're in retirement is if you do have some not IRA, non-qualified is what we're going to call it, savings, you can draw that down a little bit every year, and that's not going to show up as taxable income. So if we've got three buckets of money to draw from, Social Security, and then our IRA, and then a non-qualified savings, we don't have any control over the Social Security, but there's bucket two and bucket three. We have control on any year by year which one we pull from and how much. We can sit down and project all of this and get your tax rate at an acceptable level. One of my best questions that I ask people, especially that have some significant money, is what level of tax is acceptable to you?
And I'm guessing they say none.
Well, it just kind of throws them for a minute because they have to think for a second like you. Well, you know, I get all kinds of answers. People get, well, whatever the law makes me pay, or some say none. Some say, you know, less is better than more. People come up with all kinds of answers, but it's my way of putting into their mind that to some extent, if you've got three buckets of money, one of them being Social Security, and you've got the other two buckets of money that you've saved for, to some degree, we're in control of this.
Right, and the idea being that you have options. And therein lies the opportunity, whether it's the children or the parents, you know, is to have options, which is what a lot of what financial planning and i.e. stewardship is all about.
Well, it is. And see, then it gets even more difficult when we go back to the beginning of the show where I said that, you know, when you pass away, you don't want any money in your IRA. Well, now you got a different competing objective. So we got people in their 60s, they want to pay low tax, but we got people in their 80s, after they work with me, they want to have nothing in their IRA and their other money. And so we got a lot of competing objectives. That's what we do, is we figure out what's going to be best for you.
And your family. And all those things are all different. And so you can see it's an interesting thing. And finding somebody you can trust is a big part of that. Again, you can find Hans at Cardinal Guide. You got to remember to put the guide after Cardinal. Cardinal, like the bird, guide.com. And again, just go to the Seven Worries tab. You can get this stuff free. Go to the podcast if you didn't get to hear the rest of today's show. But most of all, we're just grateful, right, that you listened today. We're thankful for each and every one.
My home office is in Durham. I got an office in Greensboro by the airport, and I got an office in Charlotte. So we can meet you if you're in North Carolina at one of those locations. We can meet face-to-face.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.